On the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're now joined by Newton's head softball coach, Corey Liker. Newton gets a 15-4 win over Pellacrisian at home Friday night. Pretty good game for you there, Coach.
Yeah, thanks. That was a good team effort. We really needed something like that at this time of the season. It's a good confidence booster to win the week, going into a long, grueling week of this next week.
Yeah, you had up and down the lineup really good contact tonight. Is that been something that's been missing or
yeah, I think it's been a little difficult. You know, you one night you face a Division I pitcher and then next night you face all these different type of pitchers, so to get your timing this early in the year, it's a little difficult to get going.
Talk a little bit, since it's the first time that at least I've had a chance to interview, about the makeup of this team. It looks like you got quite a few seniors. Just kind of the makeup of this.
Oh, yeah. We got two seniors, four, five juniors. I'm not sure on sophomores and what else, but we got a lot of younger girls, eighth graders.
Yeah.
I brought some extra eighth graders up with our numbers being so low. Any experience I can get them at the JV level right now will help us in the future.
On the mound tonight was Hammonds, Laylee Hammonds, and she is a sophomore, and I know the last outing she had too was very impressive. And just talk a little bit about her and her skill level at this point as a sophomore.
Yeah, so last year she got her feet wet with us a little bit, and going into this year, her and Lexi Fraze are going to share the workload. Laylee, she's hit our spots really well. It's pretty impressive this early in the season. She's pitching well. And then Lexi is she's going to get her shot. She had a tough outing the other night against Norwalk, but I think there's a lot of pitchers in our conference and around the state that are going to have a lot of tough time with Norwalk.
Yeah, they're a very good team. Paige Benson, a big three-run homer to kind of get you guys going here tonight.
Yeah, Paige, that was a shot to get rolling. All the girls have been struggling a little bit, and anytime you can get a little confidence, and especially with a three-run home run, that's a confidence booster in itself. And then you keep going, and we got Viana Vassall back tonight from injury. She was injured in a scrimmage for us, so got her in the lineup tonight. She got a couple hits and a walk maybe, so it was nice getting her back. And these young girls are getting some good experience real quick. Brooklyn, our leadoff batter, this is her first year slapping as a lefty. So she's really started us off every game really well, and she's picking up on it.
Looking, this first time I've had a chance to see you guys in person, but it looks like you made almost every defensive play that was out there to be made. So the defense looks pretty sound at this point in time.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Obviously, I tell them at the end of every game, win or lose, it's early in the season, and we're going to get better. But we just got to control what we control, and there's a few mistakes here and there, but against these teams in our conference, you have to limit those mistakes, because every extra out you give them, it can hurt you bad. So we'll work on it next week. Not a lot of practice because we have eight games, but
it comes pretty fast here.
Yeah, it's fast and furious. Eight or I think three doubleheaders. So. And then mostly ranked teams, so we're jumping into the gauntlet, and I'm excited with the direction we're going. And it's the girl decent enough outing tonight, but we can get better.
Get better, yeah. Kind of interesting. I've never heard a coach in a softball game yell out so many numbers.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of interesting.
It's a new system that you see the colleges going to, and. And now they're getting away from it a little bit with the technology. Some coaches in the conference and outside are using the one-way communication from the coach to the catcher. But until they go pitcher to catcher to coach, I'm just going to stick with the numbers, just because there's no reason to give it to the catcher and then relay it.
Gotcha. Well, that was kind of interesting. So. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, and I look forward to following the team throughout the season. We'll be here Monday night for a game against Pella. Pella's always tough.
Yeah, they're always tough. They always give us a run, but we're going to come out, and we're going to do everything we can to take two.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us. Again, that's the softball coach here at Newton High School, Corey Liker, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.